Okay, we're about Gemara. We have Kuf Tes Zayin on the base on the bottom. We'll start from the Mishnah. Today's word is Kuf Tes Zayin. Says the Mishnah, "Goyzel Sad Mechavedo." Somebody steals a field from his friend. So Shimon stole a field from Reuben, and then like he widened the border, something, whatever it was, the boundary. But not Lumasikin came along people who act for the government, and they are Ganovim. They do things unlawfully. And they came and they seized the property. So the penalty like follows. Does Shimon have to reimburse Reuven for that or not? If this is universal across the country, they went and seized many people's properties. And if you would have been sitting in the property, it would make no difference. So what's the difference? I'm sitting there because property cannot be stolen. It was your property anyway. So therefore, I'm not responsible. However, they targeted only this property because of the Gazan. Then the Gazan has to reimburse the nixil. Now, the Gemara is going to ask that this last line is quite obvious. If you already told us, im makas medinihi, then obviously it's not makas medinihi, then you're responsible. Why is Mishnah spelled it out? So we're talking about actually a different case here. We're talking about a case of an informer where he showed the government where each property is so they can seize it. Even though he didn't do anything, they took it. Because he was didn't dig on me, he was a direct cause, therefore he is responsible. Says the Gemara, before we get into anything, let's go technically. What kind of words is masikin for ganavim? Mandatana masikin, those who have a gifts in the Mishnah, masikin with a samach, le mishtabash, are not erring, or mandatana matzik with a tzaddik, le mishtabash, not making a mistake either. Mandatana matzik with a tzaddik, le mishtabash, not making a mistake. Because we had in this week's parsha, on a number of times, strained times, and through oppression. So we see that taking away people's things is called matzik. Well, mandatani masik with a samach lemish tam is not making a mistake either. You see, if it says a pasik, yiyorash hatzlotzal, that the locusts will come and consume everything. We take a minyan, yichasnina sakor. We see sakor, our locusts, they completely destroy the property. And therefore, they steal. They steal all your crop. So therefore, you can call them masikin as well. Now we're talking about imach, masak, gazl, chayv. If they targeted the gazl, what are we talking about? Ile, medon, tzu, la'ara, today, the only land that they seized was this person, the v'loy, unsu, kuliyara, didn't seize any other properties. Homeresha, shamib, no, we're from the resha already. Imach, medini, by saying imach, medini, automatically you can infer, but if it's targeted against you, then you're responsible. Eloi, loy. Says Gemara, loy. No, tzrichi. No, we're talking about here the achve achvuye that he went. He heard that the king is looking for properties, so he went and volunteered and said, "No, here's a property. What happened to my uncles?" So therefore, he is responsible because then they got me. Lishnachrin, another language, another way of learning. Hoch, my skin again. Notzu akum. No, actually, more than that. The goyim came and said, "We want all of your properties." So he showed them where his properties were. He had no breda, but he threw in also the other each property. They said to him, "Show us, point out to us your land." And he also pointed out the other person's land as well. So therefore, he's chayv.
Who got was the intention of stealing is just that the other guy doesn't have it.
No, he stole the property, but you can't really steal property.
Right, I'm saying
he gave it to the government because the tax, whatever. He didn't like the other person, so he thought, "Oh, yeah, I can get back to him." Hugab was a person, and Achve Akari the Chiti, there was a big granary of a pile of wheat. He went and showed it to the government. Somebody else, the Vedesh Glusa, belonged to the Glusa, and he showed it to the government and they seized it. Also, Kamran Nachman, they took him to the Dintaida, for Nachman, Chayver Rab Nachman, Lishlume, Rab Nachman said, "Even though you didn't damage, you told the king about it, you have to pay." Yosef Rab Yetzev Achri, the Rab Hunabachi, Rab Yetzev sat behind Rab Hunabachi, but Yosef Rab Hunabachi, Kamran Nachman, Rab Hunabachi sat from Nachman. Omele Rabbi Hunabachi Nachman. Hunabachi turned around to Nachman. This din that you're telling us, din noy kenasa. Is this a din that legally has to pay it, or just a kenas? He shouldn't do it again. Or you know this guy is notorious. Omele said, "Masnis is Rabbi Feishu Mishnah." It says that now, imach masagazan, they target the gazan that we learned pshat. What pshat target the gazan? That he went and he was an informer. Chayiv, he's chayiv, lahamin lesada, to replace the field. And we established that he pointed out with the field. So therefore, so we see from here that what? That's mom. Says Rabbi Yisiv, boss of the Nafik, after the Nach walked out, Amalei Rabbi Yisiv, Rabbi Huna Bachir, Rabbi Yisiv, Rabbi Yisiv, my Nafke Lach Mine, Idina Knossa. What's the difference? What are you asking the question for? My Nafke Mine is a Dina or Knoss. Amalei said, I'll tell you the difference. Idina Gamrimre. If it's a Din, then you can learn other Din from the, that a Master always has to pay. And Nochme, and why is a Master paying? Because the Garmi, so we can learn from here, the Garmi generally is Chayv. Or be kenosa if it's pure, if it's a kenas. We don't want yidden to inform another yidden. Then legamrina mina. You can't learn from me that grami is generally chayiv. Umenotemira the mekenosa legamrina. And how do you know why if it's a kenas can't you draw any parallels? The tanya will in the braisa. We learned in Hezek that Hezek she'ein a nikar loishma Hezek, and then we cancel the nevertheless. If you go ahead and metame someone else's things, you have to pay. Ah, you cannot notice it, but we don't want people to say, hey, kolodim echavecher heiluch to metame terosh chaveri. So it says like this: Bodi shayna in the beginning, they said hametame. If you metame somebody else's crop or hamenasech, if you take someone else's wine and you pour it before avodah, then what? Even though it's hezek naked, you have to pay. Then chazul leimah. Later on, they said af hametame that if you take trumi, throw into a pile of chulin, which now the owner can only thing can do is sell to koinim, which is a lot cheaper. So you depreciated the value, whatever it is, you have to pay as well. What means seems from here? Chazu only because they made a new takana in loy chazu loy. They mean no, my timer. What's the reason? Lav isn't a mishum. The kenasu, it's a kenas. The kenasu legam yimene isn't because the kenas and the kenas you don't learn from it. Had it been if they wouldn't have made a new psak, they would not have learned that they're chayv. Why not? Because a kenas you cannot make, draw parallels on your own. They were not aya. Mikoda savri loy no. Mikoda savri maybe no. Maybe kenas you could learn from each other. But Mikodi Savri Sabi Sasam Nachman. You tell me Chiladina Knas the Knas, you cannot learn. We didn't know. And this thing over here is different. You know why? The reason why they had to make a new psak is because it's not similar to the other ones. Fachil, they thought, Lehesed Merube Choshu. Rehesed Muad Lechoshu. It's a large loss, like Metame or Menase, that's when you have to pay. But a small loss, Truman Chulin, you can still use it, still sell it. Just, no, it's worth less. Maybe we don't have to charge. A little bit safe, sovereignty. Then they decided, Lehefsin Mu'ud Nami Choshu, even a small loss. But on our own, we would never draw the parallel because it's not Mamish the same. Because you want to it's not so. There's another Vraisa which says Faket. But Tony Abu Drabavin, but if Fuket, the Seydon Yoni was like, yeah, they're showing in the beginning. They said, Hamitame Vahamidame. They said Madame is included in the Issa, which is a small loss. Then Chazul Leimid Afa Manasseh, which is a giant loss. Chazul in Lechazul Adavka, they turned it around. Only they made a new psak, yes, if not that. Lechayda my time. There's only one possible explanation. The Legamrin and Mekinosa. Because on our own, we cannot draw any parallel. We would not have said a Manasseh. Manasseh, in a way, is a Kalachemer. Of course. Where Leimid not me, caught it first. Somebody thought Kirab Ovin. First, they thought like Rab Ovin. Well, the savri could have been the machlekes of Avin Rabbi Yemi had exuvus. If you throw, you can almost say right here, you throw an arrow on Shabbos. Now Shabbos you're not chayiv until he travels 4 amos. So even though when you did the akira, you're not chayiv yet till it lands. But during this flight, it ripped someone's coat. So according to Rabbi Avin, you're not chayiv to pay because come with the rabbi. Since you're going to get killed for carrying on Shabbos, you're not going to pay the money. But why get killed for carrying Shabbos? You're not chayiv again Shabbos till it lands. But it started from the akira. It's called Atzida Akira Tzorech Anochi. Same thing. As soon as you picked up the barrel, made you a ganef. You're a kohen kinyan hagba. But since you did, in order to pour it out, you have to lift it. So you're pouring out started already from the moment you lift it. So therefore, come with the rabbi. That's above it. So therefore, the same thing over here. So first they thought the same thing about Manasseh. You don't have to pay because come with the rabbi. It will be safe at the end. They saw like Rabbi Yimya. At the end, they thought like Rabbi Yimya. Because of Rabbi Abam, Rabbi Abam, Zorah, Chayb, Chilab, Zorah, Rabbi Abam, Dukor, Shrabi, El Chas, Epote, Pote, Shara, Kira, Zorah, Hanochi, Umis, Chayb, and Afsha, Im, Komen, Rabbi. It will be safe at the very end. So at the end, Sovik, Rabbi Yimya, Rabbi Yimya holds, no. Rabbi Yimya holds that your mefedesh chayyeh because when you picked it up, you weren't yet chayyeh Shabbos. So you did it lands. Rabbi Yimya, and they have the same thing over here by Manasseh. Rabbi Yimya holds by Manasseh that lav davka Rabbi Yimya Manasseh argues with the case of throwing. But Rabbi Yimya holds that Manasseh, as soon as you picked up the barrel, you're a ganef. And you're not chayyeh until you're actually Manasseh. So therefore, you are chayyeh mamon. That's why you're chayyeh mamon. Yeah, but over there by Shabbos, Akira is a Hanocha because there's no other way to get to Hanocha without doing Akira. Mashenkein, so maybe Rabbi Yimah be moider, you say, come with the Rabbi name. Mashenkein, when it comes to the case of the barrel, you don't have to lift it up in order to pour it. You can just tilt the barrel and pour it. So therefore, because you don't have to lift it up, you can tilt it. So if you're lifting it up, makes it gone. It doesn't make you necessarily Chayim Manasseh. That's what Rabbi Yimah holds over here. There's no come with the Rabbi name. You lift it up, you poured it out. Rav Huna by Yehuda, Ikla lebev Yehuda. Rav Huna by Yehuda once came to see Lebev Yehuda. Also the Kamino came for Rav. Omele, he said, Klum, Masib by the Yachor. Rav said, any halachas that he psaki a piskin didn't came to you lately. Omele, Yisro, Shonsu, Oiv, the Gachavim, Eden, that were forced by a guy. A Yid never was forced, either he was forced because they were going to kill him or they were going to even torture him. They had a mama chaveda, and he showed them where his friend keeps all of his possessions. Boli yodi came to my hand. I called him an informer, and I made him reimburse that friend. Omele, said Rabbi, said to him, you got it wrong. Ahade uvdu lemare. Go reverse that halacha back to its owner. The time we learned, Yisrael sha'ansu av yichavim. If a yid was forced by going, they had a mama chaveda, they directly forced him, and he said, we want to see where the other guy money is. Potter is potter. When he chayiv, him not kol v'nosam yad chayiv. And what's the difference? If you only showed where the money is, so then what happens? If you only show where the money is, it's garmi. If you went and physically did it, you're a mazik. So by garmi, since many poskim holds under rabbanon also, so in this case, you were threatened personally, and you had to show that person. Then that's just tam. Where's yours, and you show someone else, and then you're being matzli yourself with mama chavei, and I'll do that. But even though we had before in Tesis and Cain, is that you're allowed to do that, but you have to reimburse the guy. But what do you call it? If you did it with your hands, then you're no longer got me and you're chayiv. Sorry?
Even if they forced you to do it.
Somebody even forced you to do it.
So they said, pick it up, give it to me.
Yeah, then you have to pay. Okay, yeah, you did it, but you have to pay. Other Rishonim hold that Gami is actually with the Raisa, but they still hold, you know, with the Raisa. Within the Torah itself, Gami is weaker than the Mazik B'Yadayim, and therefore with less. Tell you what, right? Omar Rabba says, Rabba. Rabba says, Im Herem Atma, if let's say he volunteered. He went over and showed him someone else's properties. So even though he didn't, if he's only got me, Kenosav Nosav Yad Domi, nobody forced you anything. You went ahead and volunteered someone else's property, then it's like as if you did it, but you directly Yechayiv. Who got with the person? Don't so you have him. The guy threatened him. Achve Achmed Rav Mori. He showed him where the pile, the cellar of wine was. Rav Mori Bereir Pinche. The son of Pinchas Bereir Chizarachiz the Amalei. So the government that said to him, he showed him where it was. So they went over there. They said, Dodi, lift it up, and you know you be our Eved. Va'amti Bahadon, bring it with you. Dodi lifted it. Va'amti Bahadai. Now first it started out being he just showed him where it was. Then he was Mazik B'Yadayim. So which one is this over here? There's two stages. So also Kamer Rav Ashi Patrini, he said he's potter. He treated him as if, well, he only showed him. Omele Rabbon Rav Ashi Vatan didn't believe him Nosav Nosav Yad Chayiv. Omele Hani Mili, when do we say Nosav Nosav Yad Chayiv? Heichadala Ukme Ilayu Mi Kore. When he didn't show them first where it was, he told them where it was, and they said, okay, you go bring it. So he did it B'Yadayim. He brought them there first. So as soon as they looked at it, as if they were kind, Mikle Kalya, they knew where it was, as if they for sure they're going to take it, as if it burnt the property. In other words, already no longer the Yids, it's the guy's. So what he's carrying now is the guy's property. He's no longer Nosav and Nosav Biyad. Is anyone right? Yeah. The guy who forced him said, "Hoy shidli pakia amizeh." I want you to pass it to me. This ball of wool or this knot of wool. Oy eshker lanovim zeh. This vine, grapevine. V'hoy shidli cluster of grapes. V'hoy shidli. And he passed it to him. Chayiv, chayiv. You are chayiv. So the chayda over here. They threatened him. If the goyim are telling him, that means they're standing there. If they're standing, you just said a minute ago, they're standing there, it's no longer Nosa Nosa Miyad. It's as if they saw it. And it's Kalia Kalia. So what's going on there? How come over here is Chayiv? That in this case, even though they saw it, they couldn't get to it. When do we say that if they saw it, it's as if it belongs to the government and they can just walk over and take it? Over here, they couldn't walk over to the other side of the river, and he was on the other side of the river, and therefore he was the one Nosam Miyad. They can now approve it. Tani Hoishid Latani Ten. It says Hoishid, which means far away. There was a net. There was a net that two people fighting over. Hayomedidi was my net to trap animals. Hayomedidi was my net. One went over and gave it one of the officers of the king. He can argue, I gave the king my own net, so what's a big deal? There was a fight. We don't know if it's his. Just because he gave it to government, therefore suddenly we believe him that it's his. Until he gets the net back. And then the Kaibid Din will go to the Tatum. I will gather the person, he wanted to show the government where the guy, his friend, had a pile of straw. Also, the Kamidarav, he went before Rav to ask if he's allowed to Omalei, don't you dare show it. Omalei, Machmina, Machmina, you think I care? Hard to understand then why he went to Rav in the first place. You think I care? I'm going to show it. So the fact that he went to Rav as a Shaila and then he went for Ked means that he already knew that he's not going to listen. So what happened was, Yosef Rav Kahana Kameh Rav. Rav Kahana sat in front of Rav and he was so upset, so incensed that the chutzpah of this person over here against his Rebbe, Shamte Lukui Menei, gave him a whack in his head, turned around and went out of place and he killed him. He killed him. Kori Rav Alayu, so Rav said about Rav Kahana, Bonecha Ulfu, your kids are weak or they fainted. Shachvay, they are lying by Reish Kol Chutzes in the head of all the streets. Kisoi Michmar, like a wild animal trapped in a net. Rav says, a short habor. Ma Tor, just like a net. Zeh, Kivin Shinafel, the Michmar, once it falls inside the net, Ein Merach Melo, they kill the animal. Once the money we eat, the Gemara is explaining why a mussar is so bad. When you're giving over money, it's all yours money, because it isn't. Because then once they know so you have some money, they want more money, they want more money, and eventually they can threaten your life. There's no rachmanis anymore. So therefore, money, giving over money, is like you're killing somebody. That's why a mussar is the worst thing possible. It doesn't stop. So then Rav said, So Rav said to Rav Kahana, my friend, even though you did the right thing, till now who ran the government? Pasoi. The like cup they don't really care about murder. They don't care about murder. All they want is their taxes. Here we have the Greeks running the country. They have some kind of civil order, and they care about murder. So therefore, they're going to say, Mardin, Mardin, you murderer, you murderer. Interesting, the word murder sounds very similar to the Gemara's word. So
they're
going to
say to
Rakana, and they're going to arrest you, and they're going to kill you. Kum go sokla out of Israel, go to Golu, go to Israel, the Kabil Allah. But I want you to also, I want you to Israel, get away from there, save your life, spare your life. But I want you to accept upon yourself, like teach Rab Yechanan, Shevashnin, 7 years. You shouldn't ask Rab Yechanan any questions. And Rashi explains that he Rab Kana did do something wrong here because he passed in front of Rav. He didn't ask Rav permission, and Yatam would have passed for Rav Chai Misa or Golus. So he went to Golus, and he said 7 years because when you go to Golus, it's like you're starting a new life. And we learned before that a new life, 7 years old is when you start learning properly. So therefore, wait 7 years. Ozil, he went to Tzrol. Ashkei found the Lishlokish. The Yosef was sitting, the Komisayim, Sifted the Yoimil Rabban, and he finished giving a shir. Rabbi Yechi gave a shir, and then Lishlokish repeated the whole shir, like a chayzer. And he heard the Lishlokish give the whole shir. Omlu Lishlokish, Heicha, so Rabbi Kahn went around saying, hey, what happened to Lishlokish? We'd run away. Omlu, Tamim, Master Mai, what do you need Lishlokish for? I'm like, why? I kushiv. I don't understand what he said. This, I have a kashan here. The high peruka. All the questions he asked, I don't understand the questions. Because here's an answer. Omru leishlokish leishlokish. Some really smart head out there from Babel. Also leishlokish. Omru leishlokish. My friend, Adi olam Babel. A lion just came from Babel. La'ayim ba'mzitri. You know what? Tomorrow's shir. Work a little harder. Make sure you get it right because Rav Kana's here. Tomorrow, the next day, Rabbi Yechon had 7 rows, and they placed Rav Kahana in the first row. But Rabbi Kahana promised that he won't say anything. He didn't ask any questions. Shmaita, another sugya, actually asking questions. And so they slowly pushed him back row by row until he was in the 7 rows. Ad the Oisib Bedorabasi in the 7th row. Omelet Rabbi Yechon Lishlokish. Adi a lion shamarta that you said. Nasa Shul came a fox. Well, a fox is a pretty smart animal, so I'm not sure what the muscle is. Or he's very wily. Somebody said, Yehei Rava. So then Rabbi Yechon heard that, so he felt, I already got my punishment. He already said that I'm a nobody, that I'm like a fox, I'm not a lion anymore, so therefore I've transformed them a new animal, so I don't have to go through wait 7 years physically. So I'm back in the game. So Yehei Raiva, the Hani Sheva, Dori let the wish be that he 7 rows, Lehevichil Sheva Shnei, should be equal to 7 years, Domali Rav, that Rav told me I should do. Come on, Kaddish, throw in the foot. Omele, he said, Rabbi Yechanan. You know what? Let's start again. Nehedema Bereisha. Start again. Say the first pupil you said. Omashmite, he said the first pupil, the Akshay, and he slugged him up completely. Ukma Bedar Kamah, they immediately put him back in the front row. Omashmite, Rabbi Yechanan, that's not enough. Tell me your shay you said yesterday. The Akshay, and he slugged him up. Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yosef, Hashem, Pesarti, he sat on seven cushions. Shalfele, Chod, the basket, he was always higher raised. Everyone sat on the floor, and he was seven cushions higher than everybody else. They took one cushion away. Metusim from underneath. Amashmite, another halacha, actually, he slugged him up again. Add the shalfele, kulibistikim metusim. Rabbi Yechanan sat on the floor, equal height to Rav Kahana. Add the Yosef Alara, he sat on the level on the ground. Rabbi Yechanan, Gavra, Sava, Havir, Rabbi Yechanan was an old man. And he had big eyebrows. Give me a fog. Give me something that I can raise my eyebrows. Gave him a chal to the kasper, a silver fork. This is what we had in Gemara Bracha. Rabbi Yechanan sat by the mikveh, and all the women go out and say, I wish I'd show me Rabbi Yechanan. And we ask, how can he do that? So Rabbi Yechanan says that he couldn't see anything. He had his big eyebrows that went all the way down to his face. And he only when he wanted to see, he would lift his eyebrows with his fork. He wanted to see who this Rav Kahana is, that this young whippersnapper that slugged him up everything he said. Chazi saw the part de tzvavse. He saw that he had a cut on his lip from some wound. So when Rabbi Yechanan saw that cut in the lip, Savar Achur Kamaich, it's a grin, you know, that he's so proud of himself, he slugged everything up, every shir Rabbi Yechanan ever gave. Cholosh Daite, he felt weak. Some people say that Rabbi Yechanan wanted to see him, because he always said, whenever an amoid or tana sees somebody's angry, he's oi misa oi oini. But others say can't be. Rabbi Yechanan wanted to kill him, because from here it seems that the reason why he killed him is, we'll see in a minute, because Cholosh Daite, he felt very, you know, dejected. But Noch Nafshe, Rabbi Kana died. Lamoch the next day, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan, Chazisa lebav lohei yavi. Did you see what that guy did over there? He smirked. He had a smirk on his face. Omer Lei, they said, Darki Hachi, it wasn't a smirk. That's his lip, shape of his lip. Oh, Rabbi Yechanan felt bad that he killed him. All he went, Legabi Maros, he went, he found his cave. Chazer, he saw Dahu, Hadalei Achne, he saw there was a snake that was wrapped around the cave and the mouth of the snake, the tail of the snake was inside the mouth. Omele Achnach, the snake, Psach Pumech, open your mouth, Vichonis Harav, Eitzel Talmid. Let the Rav go to his Talmid. Le Pasach, the snake refused. Yichonis, Chavir is a Chavir. Okay, I'm not his Rebbe anymore. We're friends, we're equals. Le Pasach. Yechonis Talmid eitz l'rav. Rabbi Yechanan about himself. Okay, let a Talmid into his rav. Pasach lei open. Boye rachmei. He asked Rachmanes v'ukmei. And Rav stood up. Amal, he woke him. He was Chaim Esim. Amal, he have a yedayna the darki the mar hachi. If I would have known that this is the shape of your lip, loy chol shodayke when I felt bad. Nu hash to leisim mar badon. Come back. Amal, he said to him, im matziz limit boye rachmei. If I can ask rachmei. The Sula Shivni, you're not gonna kill me anymore if I slug you up, then Azilna I'll come. But Viloi Loy Azilna, I'm not coming. Hoy the Khol Vishaita Khola Tayara. One time was lucky that you killed me, you were able to bring me back to life. I don't know if it'll happen again. Ukme, he woke him up. Shaila Kosveka Dahabla, he asked him every question that he had. Abichan asked Rav Kahana every question he had. Upashitun Nele. And Rav Kahana answered every question Abichan had. Hainu the Omra Abichan said, Dilchoin Amri, till now I used to say that we in Yisrael, we have it. The truth of the matter is, Dilchoin he, the people in Babel have it. Even though we had Rabbi Yemiel making fun of the people in Babel, that you're Bechoshech, you know, Bechshak Moshevani, Rabbi Yechanan said, the real Taita is Dafke those in Golus and Babel. This is a one inching Rashi. Rav. But actually, they proved Rav Kahana, we had in Gemara just 2 days ago. That Rebbe was learning Rav Shimon Berei that it says Achrayis Nechassim doesn't only mean Achrayis Nechassim, but if he has a potter or a chamoyd in the father of Ganvid, you have to get covered with him, you have to give it back. Rav Kahana asked, but what about other thing, a table inside a house, and, you know, you have some guests that's in the house, what's it in? And he told him, Ten Lechachim Yach Kamoyd. So you see, Rav Kahana was actually a Talmud of Rebbe, because he learned by Rebbe. So they say that Rav Kahana was actually a chaver of Rav. Wasn't even a Talmud of Rav. But the only problem then is, so then the Mashal Pshat that says that. That he was his being go to Golas, so maybe he was like a Talmud first, and later became a Chaver. That's just an interesting Rashi. Rashi, two lines, and what the first narrow line. Eloi hoyel v'chol v'shaita. What exactly does he mean here? So one pshat is v'srachish nisa nes happened cholif, and I got up. Eloi oilech oini moch. I'm not going back with you. Shema tichas alai. You might get angry with me. V'omus oit pamachedes. You'll kill me a second time. Eloilech lebeisi chai. I'm going back home. And I'm not going to stand next to you. According to this version, Rav Kahana went back to Babel. He couldn't stay. His own went to Babel. I had to go back to Babel. He was wanted for murder. Obviously, they never tried him. Okay, sure, he was Yotze, but the government doesn't know that. And if he tells them the story, they won't believe him. They think he's nuts. But he went back, and they weren't really looking for him at all, or there's a new government. And remember, he said before, there's the Yvonne and Parsim that kept on changing all the time. Maybe the Parsim came back. However, Ethan Bafadi, this is what he said. Another Bab Shadow together. Since I was killed, Vikibalti Tsarmi said, I went through the pains of death. I'm not leaving. I'm happy of dead than being alive. I don't want to go through the pain of dying, which is a totally opposite pshat. However, says Rashi, I don't like this pshat because the psachim muchach shaholach lebeisa. In psachim, it seems he went back home because the Amar of Kahana, and interestingly, the Gemara, even though his name is Kahana, he was not a kohen because he said, "E labd in a sivn the kahanta. If it wouldn't be, Aaron is very upset with me that I married one of his einiklach. Lav anogaloi, I would never have gone to Golis. I would never have gone to Babel." If it wouldn't have been for the fact that the Amri Lev on the Mokot Galisa, they said to him, but you went, he was in Babel saying this, and he said, I had to go to Golis. So Babel wasn't Golis, Babel was where he lived. I had to go to Golis. Where did you go to Golis? Tetz Yisrael. So he's telling the story after he went to go to Tetz Yisrael. So they tell him, is that a bad thing? You call that Golis, going to Tetz Yisrael? The Mokot Tayyar Galisa. Interesting, they don't say you went to Tetz Yisrael. It's a stroll, still Golis. It's just a mock of Tedigalisa. Omalay lav anogaloi kid the Golis Arinchi. My Golis is different. Going to mock of Tedigalisa was different than everybody else. Shadi loy baba mock of Tedigalisa. I didn't go there to learn Tedigalisa. Elam aim was mauchel barachti. I ran because of the story here. Alma would see Basar Hachi Chayab. Is he clear to me? That one, he's alive even afterwards. I don't like the second shot that he died. I don't want to go through the whole thing again. And also the Minim Baruch Yishalmi, there's a Gemara in Yishalmi, the Rashi's been holding that, but the Pogabah Hogavra, a man met Rav Kahana, Omele my Ovi Bishmaya, and so Rav said, what's happening with the Elyon? He said to him, what's happening in Shemaya? What are they talking about over there? The Kolomi Shaliyag Olav, they made fun, Shayimes V'chaya, they made fun. No, this guy said to Rav Kahana, Nu, what did you see in heaven while you were there? In other words, Rav Kahana died and came back. So, you know, he's making fun of the whole story. But what is he from here that he was alive after this story? He came back. So Rav Kahana didn't was affronted by this, and he said, you know what I saw? That they're going to die. And that guy died on the spot. Another guy met Rav Kahana, made the same chachma, the same vitz, and he died. So he came for Rabbi Yechanan. Amalei, he said to him, Bar Inish, a person, the Ime Mevasile, that a person that his mother wanted, Ba'antiche Davu Mikre, basically says over there is that, you know, your place where your mother is, but your father lives somewhere else, go to where your father is. In other words, get out of Eretz Yisrael, you're killing everybody here. Go back to Babel. People, they don't know the story. Interesting. Ahud is a person, the Achvei, this is the whole sugi of Mosul is right here. A person, the Achvei, Ametachse, the Rabab.
Yeah. Because if there's a structure of, they don't just go around killing people,
in Syria
it's not so bad.
Not only that, they don't go around killing people.
Yeah.
No, of course it's still bad. It's just saying for you, you won't have to run away. But two things. First of all, we have a fascinating tesis in Yidden of Lamed that Nun Aleph. The tesis says over there that if a guy committed murder in a country, then he didn't have a chiyuv to bring him to the police. It's not called Masa because that's the law of the land that you're not allowed to commit murder. Not everyone agreed. The tesis says clearly. But this over here is talking about only minigayah to you who committed murder in a rightful way. What you should do yourself. But Masa is a Masa. The din of Masa Shin Peches and Shulchan Aruch is as alive today as was then. Ahud the person, the Achvei Ametachse the Rababa, he went ahead and he showed the government where he kept all this silk. Yosef Rabba, Rabba Chalimah Pop, and the government took it. So Yosef Rabba, and this is the normal case of Masr. He volunteered and he went. Yosef Rabba, Rabba Chalimah Pop, they said, Bezim Yosef Lagabai, Yosef Lachiyuvah. They want to say, okay, this is so wrong, we got to make him pay. But on what basis? They didn't believe in the Gami. It's a mayor. And before we even had a problem, who argues a mayor? But they didn't believe in the Dinigami business. They felt the mazik. He didn't do anything. The government took it. So on what basis can they charge him? So they decided, you know, from the following Mishnah. Now we learn, Donis Adin, if a Bezdin paskens wrong, they paskin Zik as a Chai B'Chai Zaka, and they paskin wrong. Timitz Atoy V'Tiyot Adami, Masha Osa Osu, the Psak remains because they had a Rishus to paskin, but Vishal and the Beza, but they have to pay because they cause a loss. So we see if he caused a loss, you have to pay. This guy, he's like the same thing, even though he's not a Bezdin, but the idea that you're causing a loss, you have to pay. It's not just the cause of this, it's not enough. It's talking about that the Dayan took a sheretz and placed it on the tour and made a tummy himself. It wasn't a cause. So therefore, they have no basis anymore that it causes chayv. And they didn't like Din de Gami. In fact, Rashi holds that Gami and Grom is the same thing. And therefore, they hold that Grom is potter, so Gami is potter. They said, you know what? You victim, go legaber up Shimon ben Yochum, but our laws have been the dine the gami. They do paskin the gami. Our bezin doesn't follow laws of gami, but they do. They'll help you out. Oz legaber you chayve. They will chayve masis from our very mission here. E machmas a gazlin. If the gazlin was targeted, what mean kar be said that the gazlin, what did he do? Chayve lahamid lesadach. He has to reimburse him. Bukim no da achve chvuyi. All he did was he showed it where it was. So therefore, they have to pay. Before in the Gemara, we brought a raya within the Gami from a Masach as a Gefanim. If I put my vines over your wheat and all that, and we were looking for a Mishnah. Why don't you bring it right here? So Tesi already says over here that here it's not so klar. It's not so klar that the Gami. It's only a diuk. The Mishnah says that the Gazan showed it targeted his chayiv. So you can't bring a compelling proof that that's shot in the Mishnah because of a Mosad. Maybe Mr. Mishnah don't want Mosad. Hashem Masach as a Gefanim is the klar. Oh God, the person that been mafkile kosa the kasper. Someone once gave him to mind a silver cup. So liku ganvi alayu, ganovim broke into his house. Shokle, and they came to steal. Yavalu, he gave them the silver cup back, and they walked away. So did he save himself with a silver becher? Inala also hatzalatz mamam shechaveda, and that's what he did. So lechaida also the kaver of a pati pati. I'm only buy a high matzalatz mamam shechaveda. Inala save himself with someone else's money. Alam Ravashi Chazina, we depend. He was a rich man, so clearly why are they going to break into his house to steal the silver becher? No, so everything. Adai did they also? So he gave the becher. He tried to benefit from that, so then he has to reimburse him. Obviously, if he's a poor man, so why are they breaking his house? Obviously, they knew about the silver becher. They wanted that, so they targeted it. So then he's not saving himself with someone else's thing. That's what they came to steal. So Adai to the kasper, so they came to steal the money. Oh God, was a person that the person that he collected money for Shvuyim and he had it sitting in his house. So Likigam Vilayu and the government came and broke his house. Shokla, they came to take things he of and Ella, he gave it to them. Also, the Kamil Rogin Rav, Potter, he said you don't have to pay. Amale Bayu, Matas Mamachavedu, he's Amale, ain't look Peter Shvuyim, the whole idea is to Peter Shvuyim, he's saving himself. So what's the difference? Yeah, of course he's allowed to. So Tesh already asked, how come we don't say the same thing? If he's a rich man, they didn't come for the money, they came for him. So his answer is, obviously he didn't have any other money right now, so therefore, at the moment, even a rich man, if at the moment you don't have a cash, it's Pidyon Shvuyim. Yeah, no. That's what we're talking about. People collect Pidyon Shvuyim. It was very rampant, Shvuyim, in those days. Never. Oh, God, was a person, the Agdim, the Asik Chamro Lemivra, a guy, there was a ferry go across the river. This guy jumped in first in line, and he took his donkey and put it on, took up a lot of space on the ferry. The Chamro brought his donkey onto this boat. Kami, the Slik, Anshivimivra, before people came on. Boy, Latvuya, the donkey tried to drown the ferry. Also, a guy was a person, Moloch Chamro, and the donkey was endangering everybody. So this guy came and he gave out, kicked the zets in the back of the donkey fell into the water. The person shot another and he threw him into the river. The tub and the donkey drowned. Also, came the rabbi, this guy took this, he told him, Potre, the rabbi said he's Potre. Wasn't he saving himself with the Mamachavedi? This donkey was a Raidif because he was threatening everybody. And so what? And Rabbi the time made, this is the din of a Raidif. The din is by Raidif, you allowed to kill him. So the guy is what? He's doing an act that brings on Misa. And if Bishas Maisa, this Raidif is breaking Kalim, he's potter from breaking Kalim, because Kamud Rabbani. The Nirdif, anybody's Kalim. The Nirdif is if he breaks the Kalim, the money of the Raidif, if he kills the Raidif, he's potter, he's allowed to defend himself. And if he breaks the Kalim of the Raidif, he is potter, because if he's allowed to kill the guy, sure, he's allowed to take a break his money. So everyone else on that ship, in that ferry, is a Nirdif. So therefore, they were allowed to throw the donkey into the water. Raidiv, show you Raidiv, Achavay, saying your friend, Lahogan, kill the sheep, is a cane, brother Kaleem, Benchel, near the Benchel, anybody with potty potty, because since your life is on the line, so it's getting coming to the happening. Sharim is Chai ben Nafsha, even near the one that's being chased, the victim, so she was a cane, so Raidiv, the king of potty, Shalayahim, and Chavay, and Goofy, he's allowed to kill the guy, surely he's allowed to break his money. Avish going Chai, anybody else's, he's Chai, why, the Osul, Lahatzil, Atzim, Achavay, you're not allowed to save yourself with the money of your friend, even though, I mean, Osul doesn't mean it's forbidden in Alpi Halacha, but you have to reimburse him.
The donkey is
the raidiv.
It's the actual raidiv, not the owner.
And the owner. Let's say, actually, the donkey has no braid. Let's say the owner is the raidiv, but the donkey is his money.
Could they throw the owner off?
No, that, if they had to. But that wouldn't help them. It's the owner wasn't threatening them. So what does it help by throwing the owner off?
The donkey is being looked at as the raidiv.
Yeah, good point. The raidiv, so a third party was chasing after the raidiv to save the nudiv. Vishavak came, he broke Kaylin, Benchin, the other, and potted. He is potted. Why is he potted? He's not Chai Mitzah. His life's not in danger. Why is he potted? V'loy menadin, not apidin. Elishim, he had to aim again. If we're not going to pass his potted, ain't look odom shematzat chaved, I mean a raidiv. Why would anybody try to help somebody else? I'll be sued myself. Mishnah shot for Nod, he stole a property, but then it came along a wave and whatever. And the river breached its banks and flooded this property. He says, it's your property, leave me alone. Tell him what we learned. I stole property, Shim stole the property. He says, because he cannot steal property. He cannot steal property. Tell him what we learned. Actually, it's a machleik, if he can steal property or not. If somebody steals, Shim is still from property, if and if it's flooded, Chayiv Lahamid lo yisod achar, he has to give another property, David Abeloza. Rabbalazah holds, you stole the property. Rabbalazah holds, you can steal property, and Chomazah, you can't. What's the machleik? It's been Micah before you. Why is the machleik, you steal property not? Rabbalazah dodi, Rabbalazah dashin, the ribui, umiyat, ribui. And the first word that's inclusive, the rules of ribui is ribui is marba everything except that which is furthest thing away. And the Chomazah learned the klal, prat klal. And we had, whenever there's a machleik, it's a ribui and klal, we follow klal. When it's not machlekes, then we learn the ribui as well. So therefore, they say it's a klal prat klal, which means the only marbe ke'ena prat, not everything. So what's going on here? So here's the pasuk you're talking about when you make a shvua, and the pasuk talks about that if you were given, let's say a pekodin, you were given a loan or you stole something, and you swore b'chichesh ba'amisa, you denied to your friend. Is a ribui. What did you deny your friend? Is a ribui. What did you deny? On anything. Then it's a possible bipikot, and it gives four examples, which is something which is mentality and so on. Miet. And then it says later on in the next posse, koil Hashem, yishav alav l'shaker. Anything that he swore false, they have to pay him back. And the fifth, and then so on and so forth. L'shaker. So he holds chazav a ribui, ribui miet ribui, it's a ribui miet ribui, ribui hakel. You marbe everything except one thing which is the furthest removed. My ribui, rabbi kol miri. My miet, shtaris is the way. Everything else, even karka has value. Shtar has no value, it's only a goyim of value. So therefore, shtar you don't swear on, that's it. But property you steer on, so therefore property you can steal. When that pasuk says over here, also, the begezel includes property. So you can steal property. Comes along the rabban and say, no, darshi de darshan kololi a prati. They say, bechichish is a clown. Bepikotin is a prat. Oimi kol asha yeshava is a clown. Chos bekol, klalo prat a clown. Yatadon again prat. Maha prat dover hamitalkl. The goofy moment, just like the prat is something that is mitalkl. And goofa is moment, I've called dover hamitalkl, goofy moment. So everything that's mitalkl, goofy moment. Yotze kakois, it's not mitalkl. And yotze avodim shukzul kakois, and chalkl, and nechem achrechem. And yotze studis, that watch, alpha bishop mitalkl, and goofy moment. So therefore, you cannot, since you can't swear, it can't be stolen, it can't be stolen. Aye, we learned about the time we learned Hagoizel as a potter. If somebody steals a cow, the shot for Nod and the river flooded, Chayiv Lahamed Loi potter, you have to reimburse the potter. But here's a cow, it's in the water. So we see they're not only arguing by property, you made the whole machlekes sound like they're arguing by you can steal property. Not. Here they're arguing you got a potter, the exact same machlekes. Omar a papa hustle be my skin over there. He should gozal sudden mechaveda. You stole a field from your friend. But how you supported the woods? You stole a field and there was a cow on the lying on the field. And we're talking about Kenya Kondarashi Kenya Agav. We shot for Nar. The Nar flooded the property and the cow. Rabbi Elazar, the time, the property can be stolen, so therefore the cow was stolen, and Kinyan Agav. But Rabbi Tamayu, since the property cannot steal, so therefore how are you kind of the cow? Either Chatzim Agav, you kind of.